Well, I don't know where, good morning, Dakota. I don't know where the conversation is stemming from, but I will say I'm a big Kenwood fan. The problem is they've been resting on their laurels for so long. They haven't had anything new. This talk of a new mobile is exciting, you know, finally something new from Kenwood, but based on the price of their last one, it's just going to be a small fortune. But we'll see. I've become an Icon. I've never liked Yaesu, but having said that, I do like their mobiles. But that's where Dakota's had the problem. So see how that works. Just in general, not a fan of Yaesu. Although their newer stuff is a far cry better. They always had the most features. You know, like they always like packed in the most stuff. I think they were the first one to come up with a dual band handheld back in the day, and you know, they were the first one to have just all sorts of things. And they don't do it best. You know, it was always, an Icon was always kind of stinky, but unless you were a CW op, they weren't good on phone. But that's HF rigs. I don't know. These are all things from back in the 80s and 90s that don't necessarily apply today. The Icon or the Yaesu lineup looks a lot nicer than it once did. But it's hard to shake, you know, once you kind of get something in your mind. So not a Yaesu fan because of that. Yeah, I run, I got at least three of their mobiles, go figure, and one of their portables. So that's another one that the guys hated, the FT5. So Yaesu's had a couple of thinkers, but at least for Dakota, I get it. Anywho, I guess I'm just an Icon fanboy. Dakota?